No, yeah, I totally agree with you. I think those shifts from Q1 to Q2 will make a lot of sense. I think they'll, reducing overhead is probably the number one thing in the game here. If we could reduce overhead by at least like 10, 15%, I think we're looking at huge explosive growth in the third quarter. Oh, no, definitely. Well, it depends on how we go about with the. Well, actually, can you guys give me one second? Yeah, no, just I'm just gonna mute myself, all right? Okay. Okay, I'm muted. What's going on, baby? No, I can t listen. They can see my face. I gotta like catch some composure. So what's going on? What's going on? Oh, okay. You just want to be distracting. You've super succeeded. No. This is not important at all. This is the least important thing I have all day. What do you have going on? What's going on here? Oh, here, come here. I'm glad to see you're awake finally. Oh my god, I was trying to get you out of bed for so long. You were sleepy as hell. Yes, you were. Oh my god, I brought you coffee. I like turned on the heat. I did everything. You were just like out. I know you were tired. It's super clear you were tired. No. It's like they're already like moving on. They're talking about something else right now. I can see. No, I don't even want to get into it. It's so boring. It's so boring. Yeah, it's like bash your head against a like table boring. It's bad. Someone has to pay the bills somehow. Yeah, I pay the bills in boring. That's the currency in which the world runs on is boring conversations that end up leaving. No, I'm like 100% sure I'm muted. I'm fairly certain I'm muted. It's okay. I mean, I don't know. It's Zoom. Zoom breaks all the time. Yeah, we gotta be careful. No, don't you dare. No. We're not doing that because even though it's muted, it's that's no. No. Maybe later, but no, not right now. Okay. Oh my God, yes. Can you really do that for me? Oh, you angel, please. I'll take three slices of French toast, please. And bacon. Yes. I guess like three and three. Oh, if you do potatoes, it'll be the world to me. Either hash browns or breakfast potatoes would be great. Yeah, I think we have russet potatoes in the fridge, maybe, possibly. Yeah, I mean, if you want, you can wait until I'm done because I think I have like an hour left. If you want, I can help you make them. I mean, I don't mind. I am starving. I'm so hungry. But I can wait. It's not like, I mean, I have my coffee here, so I'm like super set for like another 40 minutes. As you hear my tummy grumble. No, okay. If you really want to, it's fine. I just feel bad making you peel the potatoes because I can totally do that for you. And I appreciate it. Thank you, love. Would I do without you? Yeah, I guess I would starve to death. I would be very hungry all the time, which I already am. So nothing really changes, does it? I don't want to get back to this either. I mean, you can hang out with me if you want, but it's gonna be so boring. It really will be. Like, you'll have more fun. Like, go to the living room, watch some TV, make some breakfast. Like, it's gonna be way more enjoyable than hanging out here in the office with me. I promise. Yeah, it's gonna be. I'm looking at the screen. They're like waving it. They're like, "Oh, is he back yet?" Oh my God. I'll like buy 1 minute. Let me like hop back in and be like, "Oh, it's an emergency, guys. 1 second. All right, give me like 2 seconds." Hey, everyone. Sorry about that. The kids are a little loose right now, so I'm helping wrangling them. So just like, give me. Is it okay if I just need like maybe a minute and a half, 2 more minutes, and I'll be right back. Yeah. If you want, you can go over the projections without me. I know them front and back, so I can hop back in right when you guys finish the projections, because. Yeah, I mean, I wrote the projections. So yeah, it's totally fine. So I'm gonna hop off just for a little bit just to handle the kids, and then yeah, thank you guys. I really appreciate it. All right, we're muted again. Yeah. No, the kids are still hella asleep. Oh my God, they were up so late last night. I was trying to get him to, I got him to bed at like 9:30-ish, right? And then for the next hour and a half, they were coming out. it was like, oh, can I have some milk? Can I have some water? Can I have some more milk? Can I have some water? It's like they just all of a sudden got so thirsty. Yeah, of course I knew they didn't want to go to bed. They just wanted to stay up. They were waiting for you. They were waiting for you to get home. That I think that was it. Because as soon as you got home, they were just like, oh, I'm good now. I'm going to sleep. So they were just from like 9:30 to like 11:30. They were just up and out trying not to go to bed. It was very cute. It was very cute. If it wasn't for the fact that they were just... at that point, I might as well just let them stay on the couch with me and watch TV. Because they were just... They had no real inclination of trying to go to sleep. No, next time I'm going to. Next time they're just going to stay up until you get home. Because at this point... No, they're just... I don't know. They're at that age. They're like more aware now. Yeah. I know. I'll get back to work. All right. I would love breakfast. Thank you. I was just saying, we might as well let them sleep in. It's a Sunday. Like, whatever. They don't got school today, so they can sleep in at least. Yeah, but get them out before 11 at least. We're not... Because I'm the one who's going to have to wake them up tomorrow, and that's going to be a nightmare if we let them sleep in today. If they get the taste of sleeping in, they're going to just hold on to it for as long as they can. And then when it's like 7:30 tomorrow morning, they're going to be nightmares. They're just going to hate me. I'm the bad man waking them up to go to the school. Like, I'm the villain. Yeah. No, but the second they get in the car and the second they see the school, they're like, oh, yeah, I'm going to school. But between them in bed and them getting dressed, it's like I'm a monster. I'm the, like, what? I've wronged them so deeply. No, it's fine. I don't mind. It's... All right, loves. All right, thank you. I really appreciate it. One more. Come here. I love you too. I'll be done. As soon as I'm done, I'll be right out, okay? Okay. Hey guys, I'm back. Yeah, so I think if you look at the projections, it's basically a standard exponential growth plotting. You're looking at everything rising as it goes on. It's like I said before, it's when you reduce overhead, you can start looking at maximizing profits, and I think, at least from a shareholder perspective, we're on track for that. I think, honestly, we're looking at huge shareholder growth. And if we can kind of mitigate a lot of the other factors, we can maybe look at expanding that shareholder base to probably prop us up moving into...